Now, I don't know about you, but the first thing I do when I get up after a good night's rest is, no, I don't check my memory foam, I reach for a cup of coffee. But new research out from London's Kew Gardens warns that climate change will significantly affect where we can grow coffee in the future, which may well affect the flavour. Georgia Mills went along to the University of Cambridge Botanic Gardens with Glasshouse supervisor Alex Summers to hunt for some coffee beans.
So it's usually late in the year when we actually get the whole bit back there is just coffee, so this is all coffee here.
Oh wow. So there's no beans on show at the moment. I guess it's the wrong time of year?
Absolutely. Our coffee tends to produce flowers and fruits later in the year. And as you can see at the moment, we have nothing.
But you do have a coffee machine.
We do indeed have a coffee machine. I think like all institutions, many days are run on the back of coffee.
A bit too hot to be having a hot drink, really.
Mm. Exactly.
And so you have coffee beans growing here at the Botanic Gardens. We just saw them, they're in a greenhouse. Mm-hmm. They can only grow in certain places in the world.
Absolutely. So coffee in itself is what we think of as a tropical crop. That means that it can grow in latitudes between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. Even within those latitudes, there'll still be areas it can and can't grow. So if you can imagine within the tropics, you might get the really hot lowland plains and you might get those cooler, more montane environments. And in the situation of those cooler, more montane environments, the temperatures never get to quite the extremes that you would see in the lowlands. And coffee in itself is from the Ethiopian highlands and they're at a cooler tropical environment. So let's go with the Colombian coffee.
Bit spillage.
As always.
So despite spilling half of it, Alex brewed up a rather excellent cup of Colombian coffee. But will this soon be a luxury of the past? Because a paper out in Nature Genetics has used modelling to predict that 39 to 59% of our current coffee growing areas could be rendered unsuitable by climate change.
I think this is an interesting thing to bring up because I think it's the case for many plants from many environments. The fact is that climate change is happening, it's coming along, and that affects the temperature environment in which many of these plants grow. So in the case of coffee, we've spoken that it's from these more montane parts of the tropics. So what that means is as temperatures rise, it has a tendency to force coffee in itself out of the locations that we tend to find it, probably higher up the mountain ranges or the bits of the, for example, the Ethiopian highlands that it's found at. If that means you're a coffee farmer, it might mean that some of the areas you're currently using to farm become unsuitable environmentally, probably become too hot, or probably have a climate which changes enough that you're unable to grow the coffee there to the same extent and to the same efficiency that you've been growing it there previously.
What does this mean for the future of our coffee supply?
The thing with climate change is that it's not even. While certain habitats will become unfit for coffee, there'll be other ones that open up that will become fit for coffee. And I think what essentially this paper is highlighting is that there are many areas that we're going to lose for coffee growers, but there will be many areas that will then become available for coffee to be cultivated in. So I think what it highlights is in this changing world, we're going to have to be flexible to changing our cultivation practices and also to make land available where it's required to grow coffee. But it does mean that we have to be cautious to look after what we've got. So the good agricultural land we've got, we have to look after being sustainable with our practices so that we don't ruin areas so that we can't move into them in the future. And also for those bits of natural habitat and environment we've still got left that hold huge diversity that can be bred into these crops to change them in the future as we need to, that we don't absolutely destroy that either. So I think it's a pragmatic approach.
So there is hope for the humble coffee bean. It may move location, which can affect the flavour and the prices, but if we're careful with our practices, we will still be able to get hold of it. But what about the growers?
If you're a local farmer and you farm a particular area and that area then becomes unsuitable for coffee cultivation, it's not as simple for you to pick up your land, move it to a new suitable location and go ahead. And so I think in these cases here, we also have to be aware of the effects it has at a local scale, not just at the national scale where we can say positively, yeah, we know that we'll be able to move coffee cultivation from one location to another. We also need to understand how it's going to affect the local communities who depend on that for a livelihood.
It's a difficult nut to crack, isn't it? Georgia Mills there, enjoying a hot cup of coffee with Alex Summers from Cambridge University Botanic Gardens.